Good day, everyone. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. It's time for our afternoon wrap-up. All the market details coming up after this on K101.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Well, the cattle contracts are again trading lower as traders have noted the announcement that HPAI virus has now been found in some milk samples. Still no cash cattle trades developed in this week's trade, likely probably not going to happen until Friday. Unfortunately, upon that news of finding fragments of HPAI in pasteurized milk samples, cattle complex is trading lower. As I mentioned, no cash cattle trade has developed yet. Asking prices in the south noted at 186 plus, but do remain unestablished in the north. With box beef prices struggling and given the market's recent lower ascent, it's likely that cash cattle prices trade steady at best. Box beef prices are lower, choice down $1.62 at $295.78, select down $1.99 at $290.77 with a movement of 107 total loads. With the added pressure of the evolving HPAI story, feeder cattle contracts also trading lower. Even though the futures complex is trading lower, feeder cattle sales in the countryside will still likely see a lot of good interest and trade steady with the week's higher tone. Hog prices are mixed today as the market has noted the uptick in the morning pork cutout values, but also wants to see how carcass prices are going to be faring. Right now, June hogs down 7 cents at 107.87. July hogs are up 5 cents at 110 even, and August hogs are up 27 cents at 107.40. Take a look at OKC West and El Reno. They had a total of 1,500 total receipts. Steer and heifer calves $3 to $5 higher. Demand was good, and the quality was plain to average. Wheat futures 4 to 12 cents higher with Kansas City action leading again as trade works to consolidate the recent rally. Soybeans 4 to 5 cents higher. And your corn is flat to a penny lower today. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
I'm Amber from Owosso, Oklahoma. I'm a working mom and I know what it feels like to be busy. But when you make the time to get active, it truly improves every part of your life. Being active is about so much more than fitness. It's about investing in yourself and your mental health. When I'm active, I have more energy and a better outlook on life that allows me to be more present for my children.
Find ways to fit healthy living into your life at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
June live cattle closed down $1.90 today at $175.25. August down $2.12 at $173.37. And October's down $1.72 at $177.65. Your May feeder's down $1.95 at $244.10. August down $3.10 at $256.30. And September down $2.97 at $257.50. Kansas City hard red winter wheat for May up 15 and a half at 624 and a quarter. July's up 15 and three quarters at 630 even. Chicago wheat for May up 9 and a half at 594 and a half. July's up 10 and a quarter at 613. May corn's down 5 and a quarter at 437 and three quarters. July's down 4 at 448 and a half. May soybeans down 1 and a half at 1166. July's down 1/2 at 1181 and a half. July cotton down 71 points at 8101. December's down 39 points at 7769. And crude oil for June down 55 cents at the close at 82.81. Afternoon agricultural news and markets. I'm Casey Shepard for Oklahoma Farm Report.